Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
I spoke last week about how this week's Parsha, Parashat Chayei Sarah, has in it two stories, and these stories are told in great detail. The first story is the death of Sarah and Avram buying a plot of land to bury her, Kvurat Sarah. And the second story is looking for a wife for Yitzchak. Two different stories, as I said, which are told to us in great detail. We know exactly the negotiations, the discussions, each side what said. Very unlike, I would say, very strange, even when you look at the past parashot, which go by hundreds of years, and suddenly conversations are told to us in great detail, which means that there's importance in the details of this week's parasha. However, both these stories theoretically stand separately, and on the other hand, the connection is very clear. The connection is Avram's wife dies, there's no mother, and now we're looking for another mother for Am Yisrael. What's interesting is that in this Aliyah of today, both stories come together. In the Aliyah of Visheni, we read how it says, "V'achichen kavar Avram et Sarah ishto matzdeh mechpelah." The end of the story that we read about the kfurav Sarah, and immediately Avram zaken ba bayamim, v'yomer Avram elavdo zkan beito Moshe, and he tells him, "Go find a wife for Yitzchak." Both stories together in the same parsha, in the same aliyah. So as I said, the connection is clear. But it could very well be that there's a deeper connection here between both stories. And it could very well be that both stories together give us an important message about how one should deal with tragedy. Avram just loses his wife. You can imagine what he's going through. Somehow Chazal connected to the Akedah. It's been a rough couple of weeks of this in Avram's family. And his partner that went with him everywhere. All the stories of Avram, Sarah is there by him, and she dies. And immediately after her death, Avram gets up and starts preparing the future of Am Yisrael by looking for the next generation. If you recall, two other people that we read about in the past few weeks also faced tragedy and catastrophe, both Noach and Lot, and their response was to get drunk. Which is a response many times when people have in the face of tragedy, giving up. Where are we going from here? How can we continue? And Avram really shows very strong leadership here. How he, with all the pain and anguish of the wife, of the death of his wife, he immediately looks to the future, to build the future for the Jewish people. As I said a few days ago, Maaseh Avot Siman Labanim, Avram installed, I believe, in Am Yisrael the possibility for the next thousands of years when Am Yisrael will face tragedies, and letza'arenu, we've had many in our history, but he probably, hopefully, installed in us the possibility of looking to the future and not giving up and choosing life, continuing life, building Jewish families, getting married, having children in the face of tragedy. Bokir Tov, Yom Tov.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support. And thank you for learning with us.